12 minutes past 8, and we continue onwards into Donald Trump, who famously said, "I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris." Those words still reverberate worldwide after announcing his country's withdrawal from the historic Paris Agreement, reached by 195 nations unanimously to combat climate change in 2015. Let's bring in Kim Sang-hyup, visiting professor at the Graduate School of Green Growth, College of Business, KAIST, also the senior secretary to the President for Green Growth in 2011, and contributed to setting low carbon green growth as a vision for Korea back in 2008. After that substantial introduction, let me say good morning and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Alex.
And how do you think countries really are responding to that recent White House decision? I guess we had a few months to prepare for the possibility, but it does really rely on diplomatic pressure, doesn't it, to curb climate change?
Yeah, it's true that it may do some damage to the agreement. For example, Australia, one of the largest coal exporting country, are now facing a sort of skepticism by some congressmen who are echoing Trump. And then it would undermine the degree of ambition to cut emissions worldwidely. And as for the GCF, one of the key outcome of the Paris Agreement, which is going to get at least $100 billion per year after 2020, will get hurt because Trump is cut donation to the GCF. But having said that, basically the Paris Agreement on climate change will remain okay. There were reasons for that. First, climate change is very much evident. Everybody feels it except that person. And Paris Agreement is so universal. As for the Kyoto Protocol, which United also pulled out, was only a kind of partial agreement where 14% of the world joined. But Paris Agreement, as you mentioned, 90% joined. So it will be okay. And also, it is not the White House or the federal government which are taking re-elections. It is individual state level and business community that are taking actions. So far, at least 17 governors, two of them are Republicans, and 125 expressed strong commitment to the climate agreement. So it will be okay. And also China will take the leadership role instead of U.S.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about China's role just briefly before we come to Korea. China is actually the largest carbon emitter, but it has this opportunity, doesn't it, to bolster its global presence by committing to the deal. But is there a possibility it could back out?
Well, let's wait and see. But I think climate change is not just about environment. It is about shaping the future we want, which means it is about leadership agenda. In this regard, China will take advantage of the abdication of leadership. It will take advantage of the vacuum without the U.S. and play a kind of global leadership role. Let me tell you what I witnessed at the Marrakesh climate meeting last year. That was when the president-elect Trump was elected. And the Chinese climate minister said, whatever Trump does, China will keep its pledge to cut emissions. And as you see, the president of China, Mr. Xi Jinping, wherever he goes, he promises green leadership. He did that at Davos Forum. He did that at the recent Road One Belt Forum. And recently he also met with the California governor, Mr. Brown, and he kept his promise again. So, and you know what? It is China, which is the number one country in the world in terms of production of renewable energy and electric vehicles. China will play the role.
Exactly. I was going to say, despite still having this big carbon footprint, China also has invested, it would appear, far too much in green energy to back out now.
Yes.
But how will this affect us? apart from the air quality that drifts in this region. If other countries follow suit after the US, the business circle might worry that we could lose out if we stick to the deal, given our ties to Washington.
Well, I think Moon Jae-in administration will stick to the deal. Maybe President Moon may be more aggressive than the previous one because he pledged to close down coal-fired power plants as much as possible and as soon as possible, while increase renewable energy portfolio dramatically up to 20% in the energy mix by 2030. In this sense, Korean companies are exporting a lot of green products to U.S., such as electric vehicle battery, energy storage system, the photovoltaic cells and modules, and solar power plant. Korean business might be shrunk a bit for the time being in a temporary manner. But that should not and would not be an excuse for Korean business circle to be passive, on the Green Deal, because the green market is growing exponentially around the world, even in the emerging countries such as India. So it will not, I hope.
I mean, let's talk a bit more about this whole idea of national interests and environmental concerns being somehow mutually exclusive. President Trump certainly feels so, but do they really have to conflict these two?
Well, I really don't understand the definition of the Trump's definition of national interest. As you mentioned, Trump said he was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris. But the mayor of Pittsburgh rebuked Trump by saying Pittsburgh wants to stick to Paris Agreement. You know, Pittsburgh is no longer a city of steel and Oldsmobile. It's a city of future. It's a city of self-driving vehicles. And not to mention Google, Apple, and Tesla, General Electric and ExxonMobil wants to Paris Agreement alive because it fits to their long-term interest.
Yes.
I think his definition of national interest is too narrow, short-sighted, and sometimes very wrong out of ignorance.
But it doesn't seem to fit Hyundai's agenda, does it? I mean, in fact, global consultancy firm McKinsey's predicted that in about 4 years, by 2021, Hyundai Motors would have to pay the highest amount of carbon emission fine in the European Union. Have we missed the boat already, or can we rush ahead and join this electric car party?
Well, I think that's old story, I hope. Yes, Hyundai was a bit slow and somewhat reluctant in developing new mobility such as electric vehicles. But under the strong leadership by Jung Yi-sun, young vice chairman, Hyundai is now pushing very hard to develop eco-friendly, hyper-intelligent cars, so-called hyper-connected cars. So once decided, they move very fast with that so-called Hyundai spirit. Okay, that will show a great development sooner or later, I believe.
Well, you've already said that President Moon Jae-in is looking pretty firm on this and will hopefully continue in that direction. We've seen him turn off the older coal-fired power plants. In fact, we don't seem to have noticed the impact too much of that, so let's just maybe keep them off. Professor Kim, thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, yeah, thank you. It was a great pleasure, right?
Well, the pleasure is ours to have someone with Professor Kim Sung-hyop's background here, not just out of KAIST, but also Senior Secretary to the President for Green Growth in 2011, part of the vision for this country, a cleaner vision going forward as well. You can have your say, pound a sharp 1013 for 51 per message.